Just want us to consider that expression in the midst. Every time we come across this expression, it is in relation to the Lord Jesus Christ. We can go as far back as Genesis, where we read of that tree of life in the midst of the garden. That tree of life speaks of Christ. When we think of him in that temple in Jerusalem, Luke 2, he is with the teachers and the doctors of the law. In the midst of them, it says, in the midst of the teachers and the doctors of law, hearing them and asking them questions. In Matthew 18:20, he said, where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them. When we read of him in heaven, in Revelation chapter 5, in the midst of the throne, and of the 24 elders stood a lamb. When we read of him in relation to the coming kingdom, and brother mentioned Psalm 110, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The point I'm trying to make is that it is God's purpose to make Christ the center of all heavenly and earthly glory. You know, the world, the only center that the world gave to the Lord Jesus is in chapter 19 of John. And verse 18, where they crucified him and two other with him on either side one and Jesus in the midst. This is the only center the world gave to him. And they did it to humiliate him. They held him up, as it were, as if to say, there he is. He's the worst of them. We'll put him in the midst. But little did the world know that they were only fulfilling Scripture. For the Scripture was fulfilled that he was numbered with the transgressors. But what makes our gathering so special, so unique, is because Jesus is in the midst. If Jesus was not in the midst of our gatherings, it would be just an ordinary coming together. Like a little social club. What makes our gathering so special and so unique is because Jesus is in the midst. And when we think of the condition of Christendom today, of which we are a part, where is he? He says in Revelation 3 and verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Let us think seriously about this expression, in the midst. You know, in verse 19, when he came and stood in the midst, it was a fulfillment, really, of Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them. May we give him his rightful place, not only in our gatherings, but also in our hearts.